It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
So Juan Soto was asked after the game about that accomplishment. Like, hey, Juan, you're the sixth player to hit a ballpark and hit a home run in all 30 ballparks. I want you, every single person, to listen to Juan Soto's answer and then tell me if you think that this is kind of weird and may concern you. Ladies and gentlemen, the question and Juan Soto's answer.
Juan, you talked in spring training about wanting the homer in every ballpark. Why was that important to you?
I feel that's, it's a great feeling for me. I think, you know, it's so many different ballparks, it's so many different dimensions. I just want to get all of them checked in, you know. What a best way to go to the free agency with all 30 homers, all 30 ballparks checking my list.
He wants to go into free agency. By after hitting a home run in all 30 ballparks. Here's what I find very odd about this. Because I could see this doesn't bother you at all. You are a week and a half away from the playoffs beginning. Why would you bring up free agency on your own? That is a very strange, I kind of weird comment. Like, he brings up, that's the thing we talk about. That's the thing the media talks about. A player on their own?
He must have been having a conversation about free agency relatively recently, because I'm just reading the quote. What a best way to go into free agency with all 30 ballparks checked off my list.
What does that mean?
It's just another big thing to have on his resume. Yeah. And what when the
but
shooters
is that,
line
is that
up,
going to affect what the bidding number is going to be? And that, I don't think it does. It's a cool little stat, but it's an accomplishment, but not one that makes a difference on how much he's going to get paid. You know what I mean? So to me, it's an odd statement, but it also is just a reminder. He's a free agent as soon as this year's over.
Here's why. Yes, you're right. And he shouldn't be thinking about free agency. Also shows you probably the comfort level of the Yankees right now.
Why shouldn't he be?
Here's the thing.
If free agency's motivating him to be amazing, then why not think about it?
True.
Right? If you're a Yankee fan, you should kind of appreciate that he's thinking about having the best season he possibly can right before he becomes a free agent, just like Aaron Judge did.
Right?
So I don't mind this, to be honest with you.
No, I don't either. And he's having the best power season of his career. Mm-hmm. And we have been here before in baseball free agency. For instance, anybody who puts up offensive numbers for the Rockies when they become free agents. And this is a way for Juan Soto to back up. If anybody questions in nickels and dimes, well, you know what? You only hit all these numbers in the Yankees park or something like that. He has, look, I've hit a home run in every single ballpark. My power travels anywhere. Mm. It's something so silly and something so stupid.
Right.
But that's how it translates.
Well, it's because he's in the American League. And so
right.
It's just a, he wouldn't have gotten the opportunity unless
right.
he had come here.
But it shows he could hit
or
everywhere.
Come to the American League.
I don't think it has anything to do with the accomplishment. I mean, the accomplishment is what it is. That's up to an individual to think that's important or not.
Yeah.
It is a reminder that even in the middle of a pennant race, he's a freaking businessman.
Yeah.
I mean, he is literally thinking about free agency. Like, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes, and Pete Alonso is not Juan Soto. He's not nearly the player that Juan is. But if Pete was asked a question, and he's asked questions every day about the Met pennant race, or, hey, you hit 30 home runs again, what an accomplishment. If he said, yeah, it's a great accomplishment to check off before free agency, I think that would bother me.
Well, hold
I think it would jump out at me. Why are you bringing that up on your own?
But it's fine that he's thinking about free agency because it's making him a better player.
It's fine that he does it, of course. I'm saying as a fan, it's a little weird
But why? As a fan, you're getting the best out of him. Like, the next year is going to be determined by how much Hal Steinbrenner or Brian Cashman decides to pay him, right? And so, ultimately, he's got to be great. That's what matters most to a Yankee fan, is how great is Juan Soto.
No, I think what matters most to a Yankee fan is winning, and winning a World Series, well, and winning a championship.
They go hand in hand. If he's great and helps them win a World Championship, fantastic. But he's focusing on what's making him great and unique. By the way, it's also his 40th of the year, as you mentioned,
right.
And his 200th of his career.
Right.
So it's
a
lot
of great accomplishments.
So it's a ton of great accomplishments, and he knows all of that attention just adds to the number of
Batik,
the
how,
big number that's coming on his check next
how
year.
How often do players on their own, unprovoked by a media question,
Kirk Cousins
bring
used to
up
do
free
this.
Agency?
Kirk Cousins used to do this.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And that would rub me the wrong way.
Why?
Because it's about this season.
Evan.
It's not about thinking about the offseason. Like, I don't know about you. I haven't thought about the offseason in a long time. I'm thinking about this season. And I'm just a fan.
You haven't thought about the offseason in a long time.
I have not thought much about the offseason.
I would encourage anybody, you know, anytime you want to go back 21 hours ago on the Odyssey Rewind app.
To what?
We brought up Pete Alonso speaking to the Mets in their private meeting.
Yeah.
And you, with your own mouth, said, Pete's thinking about his potential final home stand.
That's far different.
No,
I'll tell you why it's different. I will explain that.
How could you say you go to free agency when you just thought of it?
So a couple of things. And while we had that conversation, I also pointed out I haven't thought about Pete Alonso's free agency in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that when we talked about it, so I am consistent about that. I think what's different is that behind the scenes, he's emotional knowing, oh my God, I'm a lifelong Met. Is it possible this is it for me here? That's far different than a guy basically saying, yeah, just another accomplishment I can check off before free agency.
How do you know behind closed doors Juan Soto, as he approached Seattle with the only ballpark he's never homered in, wasn't emotional knowing, geez, you know, maybe the Yankees won't pay me every dollar and I'll be back here, and this might be my last chance for a while to check off this box.
That's not what it is,
It's funny that only Alonso could do that.
Well, I think it's very different. I think Juan Soto has shown us since he's gotten here, and there's nothing wrong with this, Teague. Like, I'm not criticizing him. I'm saying I wouldn't love it. He's a businessman. He is clearly showing you that, and I think more than any other athlete, Juan Soto is reminding you, dude, I may love it here. You better pay me because I'm a businessman. Every answer feels businesslike. It's like Scott Boras and Juan Soto had this master meeting.
By the way, I prefer that.
What?
Because sports is a business.
It is.
And teams it is. And the players that play the best approach it like a business. It's I'm going to wherever. In this case, Seattle. It's a business trip.
Yeah.
Cliff Coughlin used to always say that to us. Get on a plane. You guys, this is a business trip. I know you guys want to have fun. You want to do whatever you do when you're on the road. This is a business trip.
You know, you're right. And I tell you, this is what you're going to find fascinating about a fan and me as a fan. And you can laugh at as a professional athlete.
Good.
A former one. Sometimes I'm a child, and I want you to just lie to me.
Sometimes.
And I just want you to tell me what I want to hear.
Okay, I'll tell you just because.
What?
Why? Because.
But I want to believe.
It's the only answer for why.
Because. I want to do that with my kids. I want to think that the player who's a week and a half away from the playoffs is only thinking about that.
Mm.
Even if the reality is you're right, Teague, it's a business, and you're thinking about free agency, I wouldn't want to know that. And to you, Sean, there's a difference between the emotion of, I've been with one team my whole career, wow, I may never be back, this is sad to me, versus a hired gun who's clearly treating this like a business. I'm just very surprised. Doesn't make anything wrong with him. He's a great player. I want him on my team.
I don't understand why you're surprised.
I was surprised on his own. He brought up free agency like that.
Do you know Juan Soto personally? Like,
no.
Have we as a city, do we really know him?
I once yelled at him about 10 feet away.
Well, the answer is we don't know what he's about. He's been here for a season.
Yeah.
And so this is just him.
Yeah.
So we accept it for what it is.
I just think it shows the uber confidence that their magic number is one, and he just knows it's a fait accompli that the regular season portion of his business with the Yankees is over, and the next step is winning a World Series, but there's a checkbox for free agency.
That is a ridiculous spin job. If this was any other player on any other team, you'd be crushing him because he's talking about getting paid in free agency and not focusing. Last time I checked, the Yankees haven't won a World Series in a while. That should be the goal, not and by the way, hold on a second. We're asking questions up here, so I have a question. Juan Soto's has a career high in home runs this year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the free agency year? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Just asking questions up here.
What question are you asking?
No, we're just asking questions. Free agency year, he's going to set career highs in homers, RBIs. We're just asking questions today. That's all.
Well,
because you want to ask questions, I got questions.
Well, Tommy, if the answer to your question is the answer you're hoping for, then he could sign with the Mets.
We're just asking questions.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.